So I want to briefly, I want to say a few things, but I'm going to briefly revisit sati or mindfulness. There was one thing on my bit of paper that I seem to have overlooked, which is quite significant. And that is the relationship of sati or mindfulness to memory. So apparently sati isn't the same as memory, but it does allow memory to function well. And it makes a lot of sense if we are present when we put our car keys down somewhere. If we're actually present, then we're more likely to remember where we've put them, what we've done with them. Yes, I don't know, I'm sure I'm not the only one, but sometimes I'll look at something, I'll look at it and I don't really see it. I look at my train ticket to see where the seat and which coach I'm in, but actually I'm in a bit of a rush, I haven't got my specs on like this, and so I look but I don't really see, I'm not actually present. Eye consciousness is not quite there. It's got the ticket out, it's doing it, but it's thinking about all sorts of other things. So the more that we can be present, that enables memory to work well. And what we're looking to do in the practice is to just in a way set up a bit of a loop where we remind ourselves to be aware or to notice if awareness is present or not. So just dropping those reminders into the meditation. What's happening now? Am I aware? That's part of those little reminders to help develop continuity of attending, continuity of awareness.